All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket, and joining us now on the ticket hotline, we talk to him every Monday morning, win or lose, we say hello to the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Jerry, happy belated birthday.
I'm getting too old for this.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. 77 years of age.
Not bad.
If you know me, you know there's nothing I enjoy more on my birthday than getting a good hard kick right to the human ball sack. So happy freaking birthday to me.
Well, you got one.
Wasn't it?
Oh,
that
terrible.
That was fun. I wished for a lot of things my birthday yesterday, and I'm pretty sure that an embarrassing loss to a crap team in front of a national audience wasn't anywhere on the list.
No, I don't imagine so.
But I did get a few things I did want.
Yeah?
Charlotte Bridges gave me a new Elvis-inspired hairpiece. It looks real good on me.
Wow, I can't wait to see that.
And Steven gave me a gift certificate to an iffy hang gliding school. And Jerry Jr. gave me a picture he colored of me christening the Bravo Eugenia.
Oh, that's sweet.
Or pleasuring myself onto it. It's hard to tell with his crayon style.
He's not beyond crayons?
Crayon.
No, he's still in crayons. And Jean gave me one of the best gifts. She agreed to remove the tracking software she installed on my cell phone for a whole week.
For a week?
Freedom. 1 week of freedom.
Okay.
You had a pretty good birthday then.
But old Garrett, oh my goodness, boy, he really had these guys coached up, didn't and ready, didn't he?
Wow, man.
Any more prepared and we would have run backwards through that tunnel yesterday. And our defense was about as weak as Jason Witten's broadcasting skills.
Okay, now.
Yeah. Just horrible, horrible.
He's back trying to help your team.
We were making Darnold look like the second coming of pre-alcoholic Joe Namath.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Just say late 60s Namath would probably be a better one.
I think old Sam Darnold gave our defensive unit mono yesterday. That's the way they was playing.
Maybe.
But just like a nice restroom stripper, Dak's price just keeps going down.
Well, you're loving that part of this
keeps
mess,
going
aren't you?
Down. That's the only upside. Only upside to this mess, the fact that I'm going to sign Dak Prescott to the veteran minimum.
Veteran minimum?
That would be news.
And I wonder if I can trade away Zeke and start rebuilding now.
Well, that would take a lot.
I don't know if you'd have many takers for that price.
Yeah, you guys are sports experts. You think anybody's ready to take a Me Too with a looming contract off my hands?
It'd be tough.
Maybe.
And Romo continues to be a miracle.
Yeah?
A miracle. Can someone with no broadcast talent land and keep a major job like that and it not be a miracle?
Well, Jerry, you're commenting a lot on the broadcasting chops of your players.
Just having fun here. Nothing but a little fun.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is.
But nothing's funny.
Nothing's funny about it, no. But it is fun. And I'm not being tried when I say that. No, I'm being tried. But our number one scoring threat continues to be Brett Maher.
Yeah, he kind of does these days.
And our number one non-scoring threat continues to be Brett Maher.
That's right. It's a wild ride.
He'll haul off and not score on you, too. But he had to miss one yesterday because that's his style. It ain't a real Cowboys game until Brett Maher misses a field goal. Well, I swear, it's always at least one where he looks like he's drunk and wearing a blindfold out there.
That was a costly one, too.
And I can't even watch this tape. I can't watch the tape. In fact, I can't even focus on football today.
Why?
I got to go look for Jerry Jr.
What happened?
I lost him in Times Square on a sightseeing trip after the game.
Oh, no.
Yep. He was wearing one of them backpacks with the leash on it, and I accidentally let go of the leash, and he slipped away into the crowd.
Oh no.
I think he'd be able to find his way back. But
and last I saw, he was walking toward the Disney store, so we're looking for him. I'm still up here, and I've had Roosevelt deploy my assassin drones, set to stun. Just set to stun.
That's right. That's right.
To try to find him. So we got to get Jerry Jr. We got to bring him back into the Cowboy fold.
Well, good luck.
Out there and on the loose.
That may have been a little late to take a kid down there to Times Square last night.
It was a little late. And it was a little intentional, at least, just between you and me. Don't let Jane hear about it.
All right. Yeah, I don't imagine Mama's secret too happy safe. About that.
No, Mama ain't happy about that. She likes all her little ducklings there around her nest. So we got to find him, and I got to tell you, it was the worst birthday I've ever had.
Well, sorry to hear that.
Losing to the freaking Jets.
Yep, terrible.
And I may not make it to 78. Just warning you right now.
Jerry, that's only one more year.
Come on.
I'm just warning right now. If I have to watch another Garrett coach game, I'm going to end it all.
Well, you can control that.
Yeah. Uh-oh, there he goes. There goes Jarrah. Upset and for good reason.